From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump heads for Las Vegas.
A very, very sad day for me, personally.
U.S. President Donald Trump visiting Las Vegas today as investigators there continue to try to figure out why a gunman attacked a music festival from a hotel room, killing at least 58 people and then himself.
Well, it's a very sad thing. We're going to pay our respects and to see the police, who have done really a fantastic job in a very short time. And, yeah, they're learning a lot more, and that'll be announced at the appropriate time.
Authorities have identified 64-year-old Stephen Paddock as the man who fired the shots from his 32nd-floor hotel room. Catalonia will move on Monday, October the 9th, to declare independence from Spain, a regional government source said on Wednesday, as the European Union nears a rupture that threatens the foundations of its young democracy and has unnerved financial markets. According to a source, pro-independence parties, which control the regional parliament, have asked for a debate and a vote on Monday on declaring independence. A declaration should follow this vote, although it's unclear exactly when. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont was asked what would happen should the Spanish government intervene. He said, well, that is going to be, I insist, another mistake in this chain of mistakes. After each error, we have come out more reinforced. Today, we are closer to independence than a month ago. Each mistake the government makes, we have gathered more social strength, more majority in Catalonia that doesn't accept this situation. Therefore, this would become a definitive error. This is VOA News. The Trump administration on Tuesday expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Havana's failure to protect U.S. diplomats in Havana, where at least 22 people have been sickened at the embassy following mysterious attacks. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
We cannot continue to allow our personnel to serve in Cuba when they are very clearly in harm's way. We just raised that number, unfortunately, to 22 today. Our folks are in harm's way. Cuba has a responsibility to protect against them. That, and they're clearly unable to do so.
University of Miami Cuba specialist Jaime Sujlicki says that he expects relations to remain rocky.
Cuba is going to retaliate. The U.S. is planning a series of measures, going to deal with tightening the travel, tightening the remittances. So definitely this is escalating.
In June, President Trump announced a cutback in travel and business ties and, in a speech to the UN last month, called the Havana communist government corrupt and destabilizing. The UN Refugee Agency warns millions of refugees in the Middle East are a great risk as winter approaches. It says money is desperately needed. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports nearly 15 million Syrian and Iraqi refugees and internally displaced people are scattered across the six countries. It says about 4 million are at extreme risk and need help to prepare for the harsh winter ahead. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahecic says surviving the harsh winter under these conditions takes money, which is not available.
You can easily imagine what people are willing to resort to. We are talking here about possibility of child labor. We are talking about the possibility of resorting to survival sex.
The UNHCR says it plans to provide cash assistance to the refugees and displaced people throughout the months leading up to winter. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Meanwhile, according to a chemical watchdog group, Syrian forces used sarin gas in an attack on an opposition-held town in March, 5 days before a deadly attack that drew a response from the U.S. military. The leader of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, Ahmed Ouzoumkou, told the French news agency a test conducted by the group showed that sarin gas was used during an attack in northern Syria on March the 30th. He said 50 people were reportedly injured in the attack, but no one is believed to have died. Now, the April 4th attack that killed at least 83 people was previously believed to have been the first use of sarin in Syria since 2013, when hundreds of people were killed in Damascus. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.